that doesn't get there is the fact that you converge it. You have to actually
that is right. So it's not really whether he could not do it now, in any event, either way. It's strange.
The Akiva seems to say that even if something is reversible, until it is reversed, we have to look at the person now. But if you have a shatza kasher, he doesn't have a shame. The Akiva is looking at his past. He has to have a defined moment.
Even if he's not really, he's not a shame.
That's part of the Akiva.
He's not doing the shame.
That's right.
Essentially, it was at one point really.
Right.
But this would be seem to be more of.
Well, the pure story, it's just easier to understand, because if we're focusing on the Ramaisa Dikke issue, can this guy have kids? So Yesh Lo Refua is very relevant on that. So the Shasa Kreischer is not relevant on that. But the wonder maybe the answer did will change based on science, but that's an interesting question. And the Gemara then says, Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Batseira, Al Ben Megusas? Ben Megusas. Megusas is. What's the name? Shayim Yushalayim, Swiss Adam. That he was a Swiss Adam. The Yidmu Asishta. And we actually allowed people of the wife of the Swiss Adam. Lakayim divrei Rabbi Akiva, and this because remember when Rabbi Akiva says chaylites, that's only when the yavam is a shvus adam. When the brother is a shvus adam, then according to Rabbi Akiva, the yavam could even be the other, right? There's no problem there because he's not a psuah daka, and this is called royal hakam hashem because the brother had a shas on kashrut. Okay, again the Gemara says halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaved right. So in the machlokes is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, we pass him like Rabbi Akiva. Hello. Good morning. How are you? She wanted to know. She didn't say she wants to break up. She just wants to discuss it. Get the information. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, I'm in the share now.
Okay, take care, be well. I'm going to just find my constipation, my hemorrhoids.
My whole digestive system is just not
This fellow, who says he have to marry the Yoris, essentially. So that's the assumption. His brother's wife was some sort of Yoris or
mother. But here's the thing. Let's say he married the Aveda.
Where did he marry the Aveda?
He married the Aveda. Of course. Yeah, and according to Rabbi Akiva, let's say the Kedushin is Tyson because it's not Chayvi Lot of the Sheher. So the fact that he married the Aveda, his brother could still be the Aveda.
But it doesn't have to go there.
Even if the marriage to the brother was the Aveda, his brother could still be the Aveda. Because
she was somehow mislead by this guy's by their joint father at some point. That would be a shared situation.
A kedusha aveira to the brother that according to Rabbi Akiva is chal will enable the yavam to even be miyada.
It's not because he's not going to be allowed to even. It's going to be also private.
What's the law?
It's not allowed. It's only allowed for the.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. You are correct. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, you're 100% correct. If she stopped it. No. Well, what's the law? No. She's the wife. The brother is not a psuadaka. One second. What love is involved in a brother that's not a Pesuadaka being miyabeh, the widow of a Pesuadaka? Ben Ragusas was a Srisada. So let's assume a Srisada is either a Pesuadaka or a Kris Shulchan. Now, is the Kedushin that the brother had a Kedushin Beheter or a Kedushin Beezer? So it depends. If she's a Giyaris, it's a Kedushin Beheter. If she's not a Giyaris, it's a Kedushin Beezer.
It would still be Chal.
Good. But it'll still be Chal from Rabbi Akiva if you hold that Rabbi Akiva holds any Kedushin types and it's only Chayvei Lavin Yisheir. Now, when Ben Ragusas dies, Legabe, his brother, who's not a Pesuadaka.
Why would it make a difference?
There is no Iser to even be Miyada. That's why he's Miyada. When do I say he can only be Chayles? If the Yavam is a Pesuadaka, he can only be Chayles because of the love. But if the Mace is a Pesuadaka, then
the Yavam would be. No, the would be if his marriage was not Chal.
There's no issue. So when Rabbi Akiva says, Chol Eitz V'Chol Sim Li Ishtai, I would just be myself, the Chol Sim Li Ishtai is only a Derech Agav, meaning to say, since if he's a Pesuadaka, he can only be Chol Eitz, so we also say Chol Sim Li Ishtai. But only for the MS, Chol Sim Li Ishtai is even Miyadvin Li Ishtai. Chayot and Lishta is just to keep it symmetrical with Chol. You see? But in terms of Yibam, you can be Miyad with the wife of a Pesuadaka. Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara that says, Heichi Dami Yisuris Chama. What is a Yisuris Chama? Meaning, what do we mean by a Sris Chama that was from the time of birth? Meaning, how do you know that? In other words, that's the question. The question becomes, a kid grows up and we see that he's infertile. But We're not going to, according to Rabbi Akiva, we're not going to do Yibam if he was born that way. We will do Yibam if he was not born that way. But how do you know in retrospect? In those days, you couldn't diagnose a kid at birth. So you only see him develop these this symptomology later. How do you know that it's considered to be from birth? Right, that's the Heshutami. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Sholei. Well, first to give you a definition. Tzritzchama means Kol Sholei Rami Eilam Shachan Shukatrusa. He never had a single moment where he could have had a child. But the question becomes, that's the definition, but the question becomes, Minaya Bina, how do we know that? Because we only know his inability to have kids later. So Amarava, yeah, so there are certain physiological signs that a person was a Saritz from Lega, and that is, Kol Hamathio Mayim, V'eino Eisa Kiba. That when a person is Mathio Mayim, when a person urinates, he says it does not form a parabola, an arch. She'en ki luach ha-shesen, I'm reading Mukhi Yosef, ha'ilech l'mei rachayk. He does not come out with enough force, kishu mako kalape mala, ein nase ki kipa. What does that mean? Ha'zehu simen miyuchad u'mufak, m'mishu siris chama m'nei iman. Ve'ilu siris chama li'alma, ha'lekaman is partial osimanim harbin. In other words, Siris Chama has two meanings. Siris Chama is a general description of somebody who cannot have children because of a medical condition. But that's not necessarily a Siris Chama of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's Siris Chama is somebody who was born that way. So the Rukhi Yosef is telling you an important plot. The Gemara will give us Viker Simanim when is a person Saris. But those simanim are not necessarily correlative to being a saris from the time of Leda. Some of them might be a saris later on. The simen mufak, that a person was a saris mishas Leda, is that he's matol mayim, v'eino eisa kipa.
When he's a baby? I mean,
that's
essentially what would be.
Yeah, I guess but I think we say the other way, that even if as an adult, he cannot do it. That is a raya that he had the chisarim from the time of Leda. At least that's the term from the time of Leda itself. Unless there's a specific reason you can identify that happened later. There might be reasons later, but unless you have a reason of why this would happen later, this is a raya that there was a chisarim from Shas of Leda. Now, the next shtickle, the Rukhi Yosef says, is not connected. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Simanei Saris Va'ailanis Uben Shmaina, Ein Oisen Bahen Maisa, Ad Shiyu Ben Esrim Shana. So what is this? So look at the Rukhi Yosef. Simanei Saris Inesim Bamaisa Vafsikim Bigdailan. Okay, so this is a different mitzvah. In other words, this is very important. Meaning, we're going to discuss a concept called Simanei Saris. But here is the nekuda. Simanei Saris are not defining what is a Siris Chama, because Rabbi Akiva's definition of Siris Chama is limited to something that was Mimei'imai. And the Simanei Saris that we're going to talk about are lav dafka mimei'imai. And therefore, even if a person has these Simanei, he might be a Siris Chama medically, but he's not going to be a Siris Chama that pakers from Chalitz Aniva. But, so what's the relevance of these Simanei? The relevance of these Simanei is agave godless. Because generally speaking, when a person reaches a certain age, for a girl it's 12, for a boy it's 13, they remain kitanim until we have shtei sitis. But if they have a din of a saris, if we would know magically that they're a saris, and therefore they're never going to go through this developmental puberty, meaning there's enough community between delayed puberty and simply not having it. If there's a delayed puberty, so the kid is not going to have saris till 15, he's actually a katan until 15. But if we would know he's a saris who will never have the saris, he will become a gadol at age 30. And this is true for so Mermela, there are simanim that tell me a person is a saris, and there are simanim that tell me that a person is an eyewitness, and there are also simanim that tell me that a person, of course you can answer right away this, that a person was a ben shemaina. Now ben shemaina is a premature baby that is born in the 8th month, meaning after 7 months, in the 8th month. I'm working out right away that at least in the time of Chazal, this is not a change. A Ben Shemaina was so incapable of living that we treated him like a mace right away. But I'm working out that in a moment. But apparently, even if a Ben Shemaina lives, therefore, that the simanim, the simanim of an eyewitness, and the fact that somebody is a ben shemaina, all of which should be, we should be machzik them as gedolim as soon as they reach 12 or 13. So the chiddush here is, we say, ein oisin behen maisa. We're not machzik them as gedolim. Ad shiyu ben esrim shana, until they reach their 20th birthday. The simanim, other than mako mayim bekipa, that's called the simanim mukha, but the simanim are equivocal. Meaning, if you have a kid that has simanim of a saris and doesn't have saris, maybe he's a gadol, maybe not. But you're not machzik him as a gadol until he reaches 20 and doesn't have saris. And then we say, oh, he's probably never going to have them. Now, I don't know if the Rick brings it. If the Rick brings it back, we'll see. There is a machlekas. So what happens about going on mafrei, being like this? Let's say a kid without saris eats chaylev at age 15. So I'm not machzik him as a gadol to see money saris until he becomes 20. But when he becomes 20, do I say, Lamafreya, he's a gadol from 13? And I'll be chayav achatis for the chaylev? Or do I say, I'm not machzik him as a gadol until he's 20? And that's my question, right? We'll see if the riff brings it. So we say, simanei saris v'ayelus ben shemaina, ein oisin ben maitza, chinu ben esrim shadet. So frankly, when I write away, how can you assume a ben shemaina grows up and becomes a gadol? A ben shemaina mikachayim. A ben shemaina, a premature child in the 8th month, is not going to live. Poasanya, ben shemaina reihu ke'eben, the yasher l'talpa le'bishabes, he's muktzah, he's considered to be a mace. Avo imai, sheikha olav minikasa. Meaning the one thing is his mother can stand over him and nurse him with Me'asakana. Me'asakana. It's interesting. The Mugi Yezir says the sakana of both the bed and the mother, if she holds too much milk, can be a sakana for her. So the answer is, Pachabamayas Kinen, that the Ukinta of Ben Shemaina, the Shalai Gomru, the Sanya, Ezehu ben Shemaina, Kolchulei Kalu Chadasha, meaning he's premature in the 8th month, but Rebbe Yomer, Simanim Mochichen Olav, Sairai Betzikornav, Shalai Gamra. Taima Dalai Gamru, Ha Gamru, Aminen, Hai Bar Shivahu, the Ishtahuye, who the Ishtahuye. This is one of the, again, one of the strangest halachas in Chazal's medical halacha. Chazal say, a ben Shemaina cannot live, but a ben Shiva can live. You think the other way, a ben Shiva. That means, what is a ben Shiva? He is born in the seventh month after 6 months. A ben Shiva can live. A ben Shemaina cannot live. Memela, Rebbe says the following. When a kid is born in the eighth month, but he seems to be fully developed, he has fingernails, he has hair, so we assume in such a case that intrinsically he was a ben Shiva. He was ready to be born in the seventh month, but he just stayed in the womb a little bit longer. So Rebbe Kanye
is a ben Shiva.
Right, he's a ben Shiva.
Theoretically, okay.
So also ben Shiva is able to live. Masha'enke, but he still won't go through puberty, apparently. That's what we're saying about Siman, right? We still say that you have to wait until he's 20, etc. But if it's Loi Nigmar Saira and Siparna, then he is Taka just a Ben Shemayin. He's not a Ben Shiva. Meaning the Svara, you see, the Svara of a Ben Shemayin is like that. Actually, you can see the Svara. The Svara is, a Ben Shemayin is somebody that is born too early, before he's achieved development. But a Ben Shiva is somebody that's born late, right? In other words, all depends. A Ben Shemayin that is premature, before his development, cannot live. But if he's born later than his completed development, he's just a precocious kid. He just develops faster. That's right, Yeshiva. Okay. He's pretty good, the Yeshiva. Now, we're so on the passage, so I love to remind us, and very long folks will say this, that although Medina Digmara, you are not Bechal of Shabbos for a Ben Shemayin, because he's treated as a mace, although it's interesting, why would the mother be, not allowed, but why does the Mugi Yosef say the mother nurses him because of Sakana Shneyan? I mean, the Pashas, the Sakana of the Ben Shemayin would not justify. I mean, Mimarachach, even if, it's difficult to understand, because the Chayra, even if the Ben Shemayin can only live 5 minutes, the Chayra, we are Mechal Shabbos for Chayi Shabbos. Okay. But Rosh Hashanah says today, because of incubators and other prenatal mechanisms, it's a dover pashut that that which is capable of living, the male, you're going to be Mechal. You're going to be Mechal. Yeah, let's see the next braisa. Tanu Rabbanan. Eizahu Saris. Now this is not the Shris Chama of Rabbi Akiva. When is a person called a Saris, and therefore you make him a Gadol, you make him a Gadol, even without Saris? So we answer, Kalshu Ben Esrim, Elohei Mishtei Saris. It doesn't say Simani, but we'll see him tomorrow. That, in other words, when he's 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, you still treat him as a cousin, but when he hits 20, and he's not maybe Shtei Cyrus, he amounts to him as a gadol. And Afilu Hevi Shtei Cyrus, the Acher Mikan, Haregu Kisaris, the Chodavarav, the Elu Hein Simanav. These are the Simanim of the Cyrus. Kol Sha'im Ozaka, he doesn't grow a beard. Sairai Lokoi, his hair is very thin. His hair, like I said, is thin. Basarai Machlik, it's like a child, in other words. His skin is very smooth. Now again, Rabbi Yosef says, these are not the simanim of a Siris Chama. So this wouldn't be relevant for Yiva. But this is just general Yiva Simana that he's not going to go through puberty. And Rabbi Shimon Gomiel and Rabbi Shimon Yudah Ben Yoyer Kol She'ein Mei Raglav Mailen Resicha. Now this is different than Yiva. This simply means that his urination does not produce a bubbling, meaning it doesn't hit it with enough force that it's Mailen like bubbles. B'yei Shayrin. Now this brings in the sentence we had for Suris Chama Mamish. Kol Amato Mayim Ois Akiba. V'yei Shayrin. Kol Sheshichvas Zarei Daiha. Rashi says, "She'ena kosher." It's not tightly connected. A lotzalu kamani. It's very liquid and clear, like water. That's a similar way of a soris. The eshaimrim call she'ein meimei raglav machlisen. It doesn't have like a sourness, meaning it's just of water, the urine of water. Acheremaimrim call she'roches b'mayis hakishamim. That when he takes a bath in the winter months, it's a hot bath in the winter months. So normally when you walk outside in cool weather, there would be like steam, right? The difference in temperature between your skin and the outer air would cause some steaming up. And if it's not Maila Hebel, so that's a sign of Asaris. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, where culture cut by luckily. His voice is artificial, you know, soprano. Ben Nicker, Ben Ishi, oh, you know, this was a castrati. They only started that, they stopped that in the late 1800s, the Vatican choirs. So they wanted kids to have very high voices. So they castrated them. Oh, this was, which seemed to be an honor, actually, to be part of that.
The eunuch.
Yeah.
Sultans used to do that. Sultans used to have
that. Yeah. But they have, like, the last guy that died in 1920, 1930. They have, and he recorded what it sounded like. They recorded the orchestra.
And then there was a, well, why it was considered an honor to be the Sultan. It was some good an honor.
Well, in fact, this is the Russian. Some say this is the Torah itself. He says, you talk about Potifa. That's just a Suris Paro. Suris Paro. So some Mishraim say, you know, you make the eunuchs. Part of the royal court. That's not for sinning. That seems to be to avoid, to prevent, you know, improper relations with queens or whatever.
With the harem. Usually the eunuchs always ran the harem.
Right. Now, this is a service, a man. A zo he ailunis. So again, same thing. Kol shi bas esrim, lo hi bi eshde sirus, lo hi bi lakarimitan, harei ta ailunis, lo hi bi the Elohim Simonah, and these are the Simonim of the idleness. Kol She'enwa Dadid, and she doesn't have breasts. Again, the little bit of the finest shear. Umiskashe Vishas Tashmish. Umiskashe Vishas Tashmish. It just means it's hard for an attachment. Okay. You're not going to know that until later, but okay. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, my mare, Kol She'ein Lo Shikulei Me'ayin Hanashim. Rabbi Yeh says, Kamin Kaf Milmala Me'oso Moko Kidamrinu Perek Yeh Tse Yeh. So this seems to be that the shape of her body is that it's kind of a concave on the area of the lower abdomen. There's a certain concavity in the area of Tashmish. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar on there, that voice is indicated the other way. Kol she'kayla ova, her voice is unusually deep. V'eina mikeres bein ish leash. These are simanim. Now the last we see, if you want to go lighter,
they're absolute. Though. I mean, you could in theory.
These are taliyos. Meaning, the issue here is not evil. The issue here is, when are you maxing a person as a gadol on the assumption that developmentally they're not going to go through puberty? Now, if we knew ahead of time that we're not going to go through puberty, we would make them a gadol when they're 13 or 12. Right? But on the other hand, a normal person, if he's slow, we wait. Right? If a person's going to go through puberty at 15, they're not bar mitzvah, so to speak, till 15. So the meila, when you have these simanim, the tzir of the fact that they didn't have these signs of godliness till they were 20, you assume it's enough to be titled them that they're gedolim. So they can read Parsha Sachar, they can get Rishon, and the like. Now, if you want to discuss this right there, then we'll see if you agree with it. If you want to discuss this right there, what do you have to say? I'm sorry, some doesn't have the Simon of Osiris, but they also don't have Cyrus of a Gadol. Meaning, they don't have to show Cyrus. So according to that, you're not going to 20. No, 20. It's 20 is plus the Simon of Osiris.
So to this first.
So in the absence of the Simon of Osiris, because you wait until right tonight, which is 35, it's 78. So they are cut until 35 years old, and then you're machshir them, right? So we have two different levels. Without simanim, you're machshir them as a cut until 20, if they have simanim sores. In other words, without simanim gadol, you're machshir them as a cut until they're 20, if they have simanim sores. Without simanim sores, you're machshir them as a cut on Rav Shinaisa, which is 35. You called me, I was in the middle of the finishing shift. Yeah. I'm very, very sorry. I'm sorry, but that's just a shame. You should find the right person very soon. Your avaida includes tefillah and learning and growing and tikkun, and that's also part of barachana. Appreciate it. It's not only the aggressive data. Yeah.
And whatever Mesivas Nefesh you have is a tremendous, tremendous sechar. But don't spend time feeling guilty about it. You know, people make mistakes, but don't. You just have to go on every day of the new matzah. Much, much growth.
Thank you.
I am in the bus filter. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, I hope so. Okay. So I hope you'd be well. Well, I'm going to go to the center. I just finished my Gemara here, I'm now going to the center. And in the middle, there's phone calls, with phone calls, and I'm on one phone call, other phone calls. It's, okay, a lot of windows in there. Okay. Okay. Alright, so, I think I hope it goes wrong. I'm still... Okay. Okay. I'll just tell you a quick story. You know, there was a Kabbalah yeshiva. It was, they wanted to write a Kabbalistic commentary on the Gemara. So they wrote over many, many years, and it was 100 volumes. And the Rebbe said, this is wonderful, but shorten it, so you get all the ideas in fewer words. And they got it down to, you know, 50 volumes, and 30 volumes, and 20 volumes. And finally, they got it down to exact perfection, where the Kabbalistic ideas were expressed in the shortest possible way, and it turned out to be exactly Rashi's commentary. So you're going to shorten it, you're going to get it to be Rashi. But if you do it too much, it'll turn into Eben Ezra, so then you'll have a problem. Okay. All right, we'll see you. Take care. Okay.
First day is always a little bit it's getting them used to it, but that's what it's just, hopefully it will, I just want to first, because no cover beats here, yeah?